Good morning, 7:38 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Taking a look at the Florida Division of Emergency Management, their Twitter feed. As of an hour ago, they say 2,021,206 power outages as a result of damages caused by Hurricane Ian. That number continues to climb all day yesterday into this morning's assessment. Meanwhile, Florida Power and Light on their newsroom, on their Twitter feed, they say that they have more than 20,000 people working and they have restored power to more than 500,000 customers, even as Ian continues its destructive path going up northeast through the state. So they are working right behind the storm to try to get power back on, and I still expect that it's going to be quite a while for anything like 90-95% power restoration. We saw during Sally, and you know, you can throw 20,000 people at a problem. That's good, but you know, you got to clear roads and trees, and there's a lot of stuff that's going to be going on with this massive hurricane. And in case I hate to kind of throw this at you, but we did have an update from the Lee County Sheriff earlier this morning on Good Morning America, who he said that they believe hundreds of people were killed in this storm, and I believe that that would only be Lee County, not maybe including other counties. And if the road to Sanibel was wiped out, as at least one section of it was, you know, roughly 6,000 people live on the island. One wonders how many stayed and what that means. So this is a very, very serious bad storm that is still affecting northwest or northeast Florida. 7:39 here on News Radio 92.3. We've got Mike Wood, our public information officer at the Pensacola Police Department, who joins us this morning. Mike, welcome back to the program, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. We had a couple of incidents here locally we need to talk about. I believe we had a shots fired incident at Cordova Mall or nearby.
Yeah, it was Friday night. Near the area where the food court is, outside the mall in the parking lot, there were some shots fired. Fortunately, nobody was hit. So investigators are still working on that, and we certainly would like to hear any information that anyone has on that. They can feel free to call Crime Stoppers or the Pensacola Police Department. And then last night, we had a stabbing on Davis near Bobie, and we have a male that's in very serious condition on that one. So again, if anybody has any information on that, please give us a call.
And it is, I mean, in both, it sounds like the information seems fairly scant. Is that what I'm hearing from what you're saying?
Well, yeah, and you know, we can always use more. I think on last night's incident, the investigators have not hit a brick wall on that one just yet, but when it comes to shots fired, when there's a lot of people around, it gets very frustrating for us because we know people know who did it and won't say. So, you know, this is something we've faced for a long time. But what we've seen in the past, a lot of times people decide days and sometimes weeks later to go on and give us that information. So we're hoping for that as well.
I always assume and maybe, I mean, sometimes I look actually, but I always figure that, you know, exteriors of major businesses, malls, grocery stores, that kind of stuff, have cameras. Maybe even they have them out in the parking lot on light structures and things like that. Is that not true in that area of Cordova Mall?
Well, I can't get into their security, but you're right. There's cameras just about everywhere you go. But sometimes that's not enough. I mean, it can be you know, a white sedan. There's all kinds of those out there. And we have people that are they're wearing hoodies and things like that that obstruct the view. So, you know, the video, sometimes all it does is tell us when it happened and how many people were involved. But beyond that, it can be difficult.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Hey, have any update on the shot spotter? I mean, I know that's something like I was just looking at an article about this. Mobile is like celebrating this technology. It's hundreds of gunshots that they have been able to identify and a report rate of, you know, like 4%. I mean, it's incredibly low, but, you know, any progress on that front or any update on whether that might be technology we roll out in Pensacola anytime soon?
No update at this point. As we all know, that Chief Randall is tech savvy, and this is a system that he definitely wants for Pensacola. Again, it's a system that doesn't have to go citywide. It can go in a small area and then grow as funding is available. So that's something that he's still working on, and hopefully we'll be able to see that soon.
All right. Very good. You have the new uniforms, I think, are being worn already. Is that right?
They began rolling out, I think, this week, maybe late last week. There's going to be a different look to them. We now have different patches. Our patches have been redesigned. And the new uniform has the vest on the outside, the carrier on the outside. So a lot of the equipment is now on the officer's chest instead of on the gun belt on the waist, which is a lot more comfortable for a couple of reasons. The way the load is carried is one of them. And the other one is that the officer can take that vest off for a few moments to cool off, where it used to be when it was underneath it, that was difficult to do. So it's more comfortable for the officer. It's better for them health-wise. And it does have a little different look to it. It's clearly marked police on the front and back. But besides that, the uniform underneath looks the same, but it's not. It's much cooler.
All right. Very good. I did want to ask you, this seems like a small question, but I've been trying to find an answer to this, and I think you have it. I noticed near my house recently that there was we live near a school, and they had changed the school zone speed limit. They'd put up a new sign, and it said 15 miles an hour on the sign, and the yellow shade had changed. It wasn't that kind of gold shade anymore. It was more of a almost like a neonish yellow. And I thought, well, that's weird. But then I didn't think too much of it until I was driving over by like Holm Elementary the other day, and I happened to see also there. So one in the county, one in the city, that had been changed to 15 miles an hour for the school speed zone. Do you know anything about this? Is that now really the law? Is 15 instead of 20?
Well, we know about it now. It was brought to our attention by a citizen that pays close attention to what's going on in Pensacola. So we went.
I'm sorry. A guy who might have a radio show. That's funny.
Yeah.
I just love the way you said it. It's so adorable.
Well, we checked into it yesterday. Deputy Chief Chrisman found out that it is a FDOT project, and it's going to be throughout the city and the county. If it goes beyond that in the state, I'm not aware of it. While the lights are flashing, while school is in session and the kids are out there, it's going from 20 miles an hour down to 15.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, you know, good of them to notify everybody. It's kind of funny because I had been, you know, basically off the air, I had asked, Escambia, and they hadn't been aware, and Santa Rosa hadn't been aware. And I basically asked them on the morning of, and I thought, well, you know, maybe Mike can find out if I give them more lead time. So I asked you yesterday, and okay. So just all of a sudden, here we go, 15 miles an hour, I guess. But, you know, nice of FDOT to let everybody know that was happening. We're talking to Mike Wood. He's the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, hang on for just a second. I have a couple of things I want to get to with you, Mike Wood. And by the way, can I say this? One of the reasons I always give you high praise and you deserve it is when I told you or asked you if you knew anything about this yesterday, your first answer is, I'm going to go drive there and find out. I mean, you do really, really good work, Mike. I appreciate all the effort you put in. One of the things that I did want to ask you about is Ian response. Is the Pensacola Police Department involved at all at this point? I know typically it's more county emergency management. We found out from West Moreno that the county is sending the Thor unit down south, and that's, you know, and also we've been staging hosting the EMS folks at the Wedgwood Community Center. But is PPD doing anything at this moment?
We constantly have a team ready to go, and we're waiting on the phone call should we be needed down there. But at this point, no.
Okay. And I know that's always the response level because people are willing to go, and, you know, any way we can help, that's all of Florida pitches in. Last thing I wanted to get to with you is, did we have a cop myth for this week?
Well, we do, and it's not – maybe it's not a myth, but it's maybe a misunderstanding when you're trying to get hired on as a police officer. A lot of folks don't even apply because – they know that polygraph is coming, and they believe that, we're going to kick them out of the process because maybe they smoked marijuana when they were a kid or they had a bunch of traffic tickets. And that's not so. Now, you can not make it if you are a convicted felon or have a domestic violence conviction, and there's many other reasons that you can't. But the polygraph is not there to really make you get disqualified because of those minor offenses. What we need to know is that you have a modicum of credibility. It's just don't lie about it is basically what I'm saying. So you can apply, you take that polygraph, just don't tell any lies because in this business you need to be credible, and we'll take it from there.
Very good. Mike Wood, public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department, and a great resource. Mike, thanks as always for everything that you do, for keeping us informed and for serving, and please as always pass along my appreciation to all the folks in the department for what they do. We'll talk to you again next week, sir.
Thank you.